Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. On this fantastic Feel Good Friday, joining us right now from WJZ TV, he is the anchor, Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
Man, I'll tell you, you guys sound a lot different at the 7 a.m. hour than the 9 a.m. hour. 9 a.m., you got all the you guys are just waking up like me. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Baltimore Ravens, not so much. Not just the loss on Sunday, but so much happened after that. John Harbaugh fired on Tuesday, and it was revealed through that termination that the struggle, the relationship wasn't between he and Lamar, it was between Lamar and Todd Monken. Your thoughts on the week that was, and kind of still is.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, I would say early December, mid-December is when I first learned that this was a real possibility for the first time in these last 4 to 5 years where fans have been voicing their disappointment that Bisciotti was considering moving on from him. And I mean, look, winning cures everything, and when you're not winning, that's obviously not the case. But the Patriots game may really have been the tipping point with this, and the Steelers game was kind of the icing on the cake. I mean, 46 fourth quarter leads blown under Harbaugh. We know the stats. I mean, that takes its toll over its time. And here's kind of what I compiled. I'm not going to go into detail about everything, but earlier this season, you know, you talk about the bye week and Lamar, and he was dealing with the injury then. And there were some concerns and communication issues in terms of where Lamar was then and what was going on with that injury. And of course, having no agent, it makes it more difficult, and it's a constant struggle. Now, I'm told that there was a lot of frustration from star players with some of Tom Monken's play calls. Tension there on the players' part. I say players' part because you heard Monken speak last night on the Ryan Ripken show, and Monken says, well, to me, it was all good. And that specific use of wordage was very interesting to me. Well, yeah, I mean, you're openly admitting that you could have been better, and of course, everybody can be better, but I think the players were very vocal about their frustrations, at least from what I've been told, and that some of the deep shots that they had in terms of the success were Lamar calling those plays at the time. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that Lamar was changing plays in the huddle, but we know Lamar has the ability and got more freelancing ability to go up there and make changes at the line of scrimmage. But Rick, some of the success that they had with those deep shots was Lamar taking shots.
Rick, I heard when Lamar came back from the injury, he pretty much took control of the offense.
And the reason is because star players were sick of not being utilized in the way that they feel comfortable being. Like, I'm not going to say names, but guys being used as more as gadget type players when they're home run hitters. You can do the math on that.
Right.
So, I mean, look, it took its toll. And I think at some point it was clearly Lamar or it was Harbaugh. Now, here's the thing. Look, guys, you know Lamar just turned 29. Legs slowing down a little bit, whether it was injury or whether it was age last year, you started to see that. So depending upon what he does in the offseason and how he takes care of his body, I mean, that's going to play a huge role in what he does these next few years. And we all know in the offseason, taking care of himself in general, that's, you know, not necessarily a strong suit. You think of the last running quarterback, maybe Mike Vick on Lamar's level. I think that's the only guy you can put in this category. 29 when he joined the Eagles, still had a couple of years left, but at 31, man, those legs started to change. And we always said the best ability is availability. And you look at guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen, who have played 90-plus games in, you know, what is it, the past 5 or 6 year stretch. And then you got somebody like Lamar and Joe Burrow, who each 20 games less than that. You got to be available. You got to be on the field. And I'll tell you what, in a couple of years, if you look back, if you do not get a Super Bowl in this next 2 to 3 years with Lamar Jackson, you're going to look back on this. We all are. And we're going to be like, damn, that was a bad move, especially if Harbaugh goes somewhere and wins the Super Bowl.
Speaking of him going somewhere, we see, you know, two nights ago, it was reported that the Dolphins had interest in Harbaugh. And I'm like, wait a minute, they still have a coach. Yesterday in the morning, as we get off air, it turns out McDaniel gets fired. What do you take that, anything out of that, or is it just, you know, a coincidence?
I mean, look, I think that you've seen all the reports that there are teams out there who weren't necessarily looking to make a head coaching change, and then all of a sudden he becomes available, and it makes you think twice. Now, the GM, we know that's all going to be a huge part of where he goes, and he's going to want some say in terms of that being one of his guys in there. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. I mean, the timing is very interesting. You know, this is a team that, you know, about a week or two ago, everybody said Mike McDaniel's safe, and then all of a sudden, Harbs becomes available. So, yeah, I think that there's some smoke there for sure. I think Miami's a real possibility. I think New York is probably the best situation in terms of young core nucleus. I think, I mean, Ed, you know New York, but I think people think about the Giants and they think dumpster fire. I see a lot of young talent on that team.
I do too.
A young quarterback with a bright future. One of the best defensive lines in football. Malik Nabers, one of the best young receivers in football. Yeah. They have talent. To me, that's an ideal situation.
Hey, it's Rick. Rick, that all sounds good, but let's not act like we don't know. Harbaugh can't handle the media. He cannot handle the media. He doesn't like being asked questions. He doesn't. They will destroy him in New York. 60-something-year-old man is not making that kind of drastic change where all of a sudden he's okay with some of that. I don't know if he lasts in New York to the media.
I mean, you got to figure that plays a role in his decision, too. There's no way that him and the team around him are not thinking about that. If we're talking about that, they have to be considering that. I think you nailed it on the head. 60-some years old, you know, the way that he acts at this point and what he does, he's not changing right now. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's not going to happen. Going to New York would put him under a microscope times a thousand. If he thought pressure here was big, I mean, he hasn't seen anything.
That's what I try telling people. It's just, there ain't nothing quite like it up there. It's not cut out
for everybody.
No, I had to deal with them when I was deputy commissioner. I was like the guy that, you know, had to throw himself in front of a bus every time there was a scandal or a bad shooting.
Well, look, so, if he goes there, you can give him some tips then, Ed.
I would. I don't know if he'd listen, but I would definitely try because everybody knows everything. But that's a really tough media market, as you know.
All right. No, not easy.
No. What about the, you know, moving on from them, we're walking in, we're looking at the first weekend of the playoffs. Who do you like in the AFC, and how do you think your Eagles are going to fare?
So we'll start with the AFC. To me, this is Josh Allen's year to lose. Honestly, I think New England's a really good team. I just think they're a year away. Like, I could see New England in the offseason, I keep telling everybody, going after a guy like A.J. Brown from Philly and Isaiah Likely and bolstering that unit around Drake May and being the real deal next year. To me, Josh Allen, a playoff experience. Look, he's gone into Kansas City and won before. You think he can't go into New England and win a playoff game? I think it's Buffalo's year to lose in the AFC. They run the ball. James Cook gets 20 to 25 touches. They're very hard to beat just based upon experience alone. NFC, Eagles got a tough matchup. San Francisco, a bunch of dogs over there. And I think it's similar to what I just said about Buffalo. C-Mac, in order for San Fran to win and put points on the board, McCaffrey's got to get 20 to 30 touches a game, whether that's 20 carries, 10 catches, or 25-5. But the Eagles, look, they've been there before. Jalen Hurts comes alive in the postseason. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. That's Jalen and the Eagles. And this defensive unit, man, they are probably the best unit in football right now, and definitely one of the best since Vic Fangio has come under there. So they're dangerous. I like Philly to come out. Honestly, at this point, I like Philly Buffalo in the Super Bowl right now. I mean, it's early. Anything can change, but that's where I'm at.
There he is, Rick Ritter, WJZ. Rick, thanks a lot, my friend.
Guys, thank you. Have a great weekend, all right?
You too, man.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available.
National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.